Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
What if I Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA. Mysterious union.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent and diverse campus community radio from Simon Fraser University.
Pre-produced at my Future Steel building in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 107 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. Tonight's show is a new music episode, aside, obviously, from the first two songs, and there is a song from 2011 that comes up later on. For this episode, I basically did a total sweep, except for Bandcamp Mailbag, but I don't really think about Bandcamp Mailbag that much, even though it is becoming a factor. I'll do Bandcamp Mailbag on the next one. Anyway, for this episode, I went through all of my now 8 recurrent sources. I looked at the KALX UC Berkeley 2023 charts, as well as 5 weeks of their weeklies from 2024 so far. From there, it was a month of Earshot Distro, a month of the CJSF playlist, 2 months of the Earshot 50, CITR charts and Pitchfork, February of Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, and finally 1 month of the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel. Keeping score, there are 3 songs from the KALX Top 300, and also 3 songs from their recent weekly charts. Earshot Distro has 1, and Earshot 50 has 2. CITR came up big with 8. And Pitchfork has 3, Blaylock's and Burkhart both have 1 each, and the CJSF playlist has 2. It would have been nice to make this episode with less, but it's a seasonally slow time of year, I'm finding, so out of an abundance of caution. With the extra searching, I left myself with very little time to produce, so the production was hastened. Hopefully I didn't miss any cuss words. It also may not be ideally sequenced. But I had more and better songs to work with, so I really don't think it matters. In the end, I think it's a pretty normal show. It's a lot like episode 97, where it's basically ambient and electronic in the first hour, and then rock tunes in hour 2. All of my new music episodes have been like that, or a slight variation of that of late. Consistency, sameness, that's what you get here. And now the show looks to be entering a new epoch, where instead of binging on individual sources, I'm probably going to be staying on top of all the recurrent sources simultaneously. Binging really was the only source of variety. Now all future episodes are going to be exactly the same, just with completely different songs. So tonight's show, as anyone could predict, is solid. I should mention that Omni has a new record, and there is a song from that in hour 2, and predictably, it is very angular. Starting off the show tonight was Crosby, Stills, and Nash from 1969, and then The Doors from 1970. To prove I haven't been abducted, the set finished up with good old-fashioned Organ Drone from 2023, and the artist responsible was Alan Arkbrow. Thank you.
Thank you.